there would be so much more time, and for everyone. Wizards lived for 3 or even 4 centuries, and to them even their own lives seemed short. What Kumori was talking about, the end of death itself, would give everyone else the same chance to better themselves that wizards enjoyed. It would, in a single stroke, create more parity between wizards and the rest of mankind than any single event in history. But that was insane. Setting out to conquer death? People died. That was a fact of life. But what if they didn't have to? What if my mother hadn't died? Or my father? How different would my life be today? Impossible. You couldn't just drive death away. Could you? Maybe that wasn't the point. Maybe this was one of those things in which the effort meant more than the outcome. I mean, if there was a chance, even a tiny, teeny chance, that Kumori was right, and that the world could be so radically changed, wouldn't I be obliged to try? Even if I never reached the goal, never finished the quest, wouldn't the attempt to vanquish death itself be a worthy pursuit? Wow. This question was a big one. Way bigger than me. I shook my head and told Kumori, I don't know about that. What I know is that I've seen the fruits of that kind of path. I saw Cowl try to murder me when I got in his way. I've seen what Gravain and the Corpse Taker have done. I've heard about the suffering and misery Kemler caused, and is still causing today, thanks to his stupid book. I don't know about something as big as trying to murder death, but I know that you can tell a tree from what kind of fruit falls off it, and the necromancy tree doesn't drop anything that isn't rotten.
Ours is a calling, Kumori said, her voice flat. A noble road.
I might be willing to believe you if so much of that road wasn't paved in the corpses of innocence. I saw her head shake slowly beneath the hood.
You sound like them, the Council. You do not understand.
Or maybe I'm just not quite arrogant enough to start rearranging the universe on the assumption that I know better than God how long life should last. And there's a downside to what you're saying, too. How about trying to topple the regime of an immortal Napoleon, or Attila, or Chairman Mao? You could as easily preserve the monsters as the intellectual all-stars. It can be horribly abused, and that makes it dangerous. I faced her down for a long and silent second. Then she let out a sigh and said,
I think we have exhausted the possibilities of this conversation.
You sure? I asked her. The offer is still open. If you want to get out, I'll get the council to protect you.
Our offer is open as well. Stand aside, and no rancor will follow you.
I can't, I said.
Nor can I, she said. Understand that I do not wish you any particular harm, but I will not hesitate to strike you down should you place yourself in our path.
I stared at her for a second, then I said, I'm going to stop you. I'm going to stop you and Cowl and Gravain and Corpse Taker and your little drummers, too. None of you are going to promote yourself to godhood. No one is.
I think you will die, she said, her tone even, without inflection.
Maybe, I said, but I'm going to stop you all before I go. Tell Cowl to get out of the way now, and I won't hunt him down after all of this is over. He can walk, you too. She shook her head again and said,
I'm sorry we could not work something out.
Yeah, I said. She hesitated. Then she asked me, her voice soft and genuinely curious.
Why?
Because this is what I have to do, I said. I'm sorry you aren't going to let me help you.
We all act as we think we must, she said. I will see you by and by, Dresden.
Count on it, I said. Kumori left without another word, gliding silently down the stairs and out of sight. I sat there for a moment, aching and tired and more scared than I had sounded a minute before. Then I got up, shoved my pain and my fear aside, and hobbled out to the Blue Beetle. I had work to do.